here's a story from The World.
For years, a charity that looks after lost and abandoned pets in Lebanon has been struggling to stay on its feet. A pandemic, the economic crisis, and a bomb blast this summer at the port of Beirut made things even more difficult. Now, 850 dogs, 150 cats, some horses and donkeys are facing an uncertain future. Dozens of dogs barking there, in a video taken by the folks at Beta, that's Beirut for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Helena Husseini is the vice president of Beta and runs a dog shelter in Beirut. Helena, it's kind of extraordinary in a country with a reputation for corruption that deeply affects its human population. You've been able to maintain the shelter for animals in Lebanon. How has that been possible? Do you have loyal donors?
We have loyal donors, but it's more because of the international donors that we're getting. We had some private donors who helped out and the SPCA International, especially the last 2 years. The local donors are not as many as before because, you know, what's happening in Lebanon, people are losing their money. They cannot get to their money. They are losing their jobs. The way of life in Lebanon has changed a lot. When you go to the supermarket, you see there's a big difference.
In what sense? What about dog and cat food?
Food, now it's becoming so expensive. Let me give you an example. One bag of 15 kilos, about 30 pounds. Now the good quality food is 800,000 Lebanese pounds.
Wow, that's $520. That is amazing. That is extraordinary. Then the deadly August 4th explosion at the port happened. It killed some 200 people. We know a lot of animals were affected. They were orphaned. There were ones already in the streets. How many more animals did you take in at the shelter after the August 4th explosion?
Okay, we took in about 3 cats from people's animals who didn't want to take them back, and 5 dogs. But there are about 100 dogs as strays on the port. We took 42 of them. And the rest, we still take care of them. We spayed and neutered the females and the males. We vaccinated them. We go almost every other day to check on them. We give the food for the guys who work there, who like them.
When you walk into the shelter right now, what does it look like?
When you come, you have the welcome committee, which is like about 30, 40 dogs running towards you, jumping, being happy. But because we reached our over capacity and we had to extend the shelter outside the wall, so you have like fences, like we have to cover for the rain with some banners that they use for publicities. And we try to make it till we move to the new place. And it looks a bit like the favela in Brazil, you know.
So you've reached capacity at the shelter, but that's not the only reason you're moving to a new property. In addition to everything else, you're facing an eviction. Why is that, given what you're doing for the animals?
In 2006, when there were the war, we moved to this facility, which was an abandoned pig farm, and we arranged it with the okay from the owner. He doesn't live in Lebanon. And 2.5 years ago, he wanted to sell the land and he gave us 2 months to leave the place. But we couldn't in 2 months, move 850 dogs. It's impossible. He didn't want to wait. That's why he pressed charges against us and we are being evicted. So we have till January to manage to finish the construction and to move out.
Helena, have you ever had a dog at the shelter that you become so attached to, you adopted them?
Oh, yeah. That's why I have 10 dogs. I have 10 dogs, but at the shelter, I have my group of dogs. We all have our group of dogs. We have like 10, 15 dogs that are always following us. We love them all. They're our babies.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Helena Husseini runs the Beta Shelter in Beirut, which stands for Beirut for Ethical Treatment of Animals. Helena, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for caring for these animals.
Thank you so much for everything.